Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining us today are Steve, Lauren, Bob, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi there.
That totally makes up for it, Bob.
Well, I'm trying.
Okay. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the Epcot Segway Tour, the Around the World Segway Tour, and we had the opportunity to do this a couple weeks ago now. We're a little behind, but we're catching up. We're going to tell you everything that we've done and experienced, and we'll get there. But Lauren and Chris and Steve, you all got to do this as well. Bob, have you ever done this?
I have not.
Okay, well,
I'm not coordinated, so.
Oh, you don't have to be. Trust me.
Oh, good, okay.
Honest to goodness, you don't. And we'll enlighten you on the whole experience.
Okay, enlighten away.
Yeah. So we did the Segway tour, and you start off by doing an hour of indoor training and getting familiar with the unit. The whole thing is 2 hours, so you have an hour indoors and then an hour outdoors. And you watch a little video. I don't even remember what it was about. I'm just like, get me on that Segway. And safety things, you get your helmet and... So then you get to go on to this little training course. I mean, even standing on this thing, getting up on it, you're all wobbly and unsure. And
it was intimidating.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's intimidating. And as soon as you relax, you become one with the Segway.
That's very true, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
The less you try, the easier it is. The more you try, you're going to fall right off or run into a wall.
It's such a heavy thing. You know, I mean, the part you hold on to, I mean, that's all very light, but the bottom part is sort of big and it's not easy to kind of get up on it. It wobbles a little, but you're right. As soon as you stand on it and they tell you, they're like, you know, you control everything with your toes and your heels because of all the sensors that are in it. But it's hard to get a feel for that until you actually get on it and they're like, holy cow, she's absolutely right. You just move your toes a tiny bit and you go forward.
Until you forget, and then you go forward way too fast, like I did the one time.
I did that a couple times. That was kind of scary.
It was a little scary when that happened.
Yeah.
As long as you can get over just sort of getting on and getting off, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it as long as they have an okay amount of coordination.
Yeah, you have to commit to getting on and off is what they say. You don't want to, like, slowly get on. You just got to get on and then get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leap of faith. And the first thing they have you do is get on, and then they tell you to just kind of stand still. Well, that is like impossible to stand still on that, because any little movement you make, you're going to move.
Well, and they do tell you that you're never quite still. You're just moving a tiny little bit the whole time, which is sort of true.
Yeah, it's very true.
But after like your first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, then you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are you doing this like while the park is closed, or the park is okay.
What do we have, a 9 o'clock?
We had like a 9 o'clock reservation.
9 o'clock reservation,
and
which
where you're really driving is the
World Showcase.
The World Showcase, which doesn't open until 11.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I might point out, because ours was at 9 o'clock, there were huge crowds waiting to get in at 9 o'clock. Well, we had to be at our meet and greet, or not meet and greet spot, our meeting spot at 8:45, trying to figure out how to get in, who to see, and how to get past the gates. It pushed us, and so I think we were not necessarily on time, but we were the whole group, so it was okay. Because they weren't going to leave without us. We were almost the whole group. I think we had 6, and there were 9 total.
Yeah,
but definitely figure out where you need to go. We ended up going to the far left entrance gate, and you just mentioned that you're on one of the Segway tours, and they let you in, and then you go to your meeting place. But boy, do you get dirty looks when you go all the way up to the front in front of everyone and try and talk to someone that you're trying to get to let you in. And I ended up talking to like 3 different guys because I didn't know where to go. They kept saying, go down that way. But Chris?
I think if I had it to do over, I would have chosen like the earliest possible. I think it was 7:30, because that would have gotten you, because you do have to go through Future World, and there are people, and they do kind of, you know, like, you know, make way. You know, this is the only parade you'll see in Epcot. So you're sort of going through all those people. I think it would have been a little more fun to have that area empty and to be like one of the first groups.
Yeah, I agree. And plus, then you'd have more time in the day.
Yeah. You'd and also a little cooler because it did get hot towards like the last half hour or so.
It did. It did. But I kind of liked the whole crowd aspect, especially in the end when we returned to our little pavilion and they, you know, kind of separated the crowds and,
I almost took a little kid out. It wasn't pretty.
I saw it.
Did you? I really did. It was a little scary.
That wasn't your fault. He actually walked right into you.
What?
After she had, you know, parted the crowd and then the kid just was like, boom. He was almost,
he came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, I still wasn't that good at driving that thing, so I tend to brake forward instead of backwards sometimes.
Well, you know what? It's hard not to. They tell you not to bend over and kind of stick your behind out to stop, which is sort of like how you would stop if you were like inline skating. So it's hard to not do that.
Yeah.
I think the best comparison is if you have been inline skating, very similar to like when you're just sort of not turning and stuff, you're just sort of going forward. You keep your feet very similar.
Or even like, skiing.
Yeah,
I think a little like skiing, but I felt like it was very like, you know, I don't know, the foot movements seemed kind of similar in a way. Like when your feet are still when you're skating. And if you haven't skated, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. But that's how it felt to me.
One thing that I realized during the training is I was using the handlebars as something to hold on to, like a railing. And as soon as I did that and relied on it or put any weight on it or pressure, that messed me up and my balance. As soon as I just stood there and literally used like two fingers to move the handlebars, and didn't grab it, just used it as a steering device, I was golden. I was very comfortable and I felt like I had great control over it. And had fun.
Yeah. And Bob, they take you on they put you through training. They show you a real quick video and then you're in the old Segway training area where you used to be able to do just a quick hop on a Segway, you know, ride for
15 minutes.
Yeah, for a couple minutes. So that's where they take you into interventions and you do, you know, going up a hill and down a hill and stopping and turning around and getting on and off and
going through the cones,
going under a tree limb and weaving in and out of cones. You do some training there and then you're off to Future World. And then Future World from Mexico on is all closed. So they take you through all the different countries and there's a little bit of, you know, here's some hidden Mickeys and here's some Epcot history, but it's more about, I think, riding the Segway and
the open road.
Yeah. You know, going between the columns in Italy and going through Morocco and.
I mean, how fast are these things? I mean, top
speed. 6 miles.
Yeah, they've
per
got
hour.
Them governed down to 6 miles. So is fast as you can take the one that you have there.
Okay. I have to say that I think if they're going to bother pointing out some of the geekier aspects of Epcot, the person giving the tour should have been a little better informed. I thought, you know, I don't know. That was probably the one thing that was lacking, was he sort of just kind of pointed out a couple of things, and then when you ask questions, he couldn't answer them.
Right.
So.
And there are two guides.
What? I'm a nerd. Give me a break.
No, it wasn't on the script.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, exactly. And he was a great guy. Our tour guy was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he, I don't know.
He wasn't as geeky as Chris.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally hard. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think a Segway would be awesome during like the food and wine festival. You know, you
like
could just
when you're
go
drinking and
yeah,
eating.
You go boost. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, sure, you're, you know, you would, you know, be more clumsy driving it as you got more and more intoxicated. But you know, I mean, that's part of the challenge.
Well, and I think you know, people lock their legs up and your legs do get tired after, you know, you're on there for, you know, for what, about an hour and a half, including the training and then the time you're going around World Showcase. I mean, if you're not careful and you lock your knees, it could be a little uncomfortable. So you have to kind of, you know, you definitely wouldn't want to be someone with any mobility issues trying this out.
No, you need to have balance.
Yeah. Well, not just balance, but I think, you know, I you probably don't want to have any physical limitations. I mean, even if you have, I don't know if that makes sense, but I just think that after an hour and a half standing on that thing where you're not moving your legs, they can get a little stiff. I think we were all stiff when we got off there.
Well, when we took a potty break before we actually headed out, you know, this was after maybe the 35 minutes of training in the pavilion. You got a chance to get off and to park the Segway and walk around, and it felt good to get off even after that little bit. Because I think you just tend to be a little more tense.
Right. I think that's what it is. You tense up your legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's your first time. So everyone's kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they make it look so easy. If you've ever seen those cast members driving them in the parking lots, like at Epcot,
they
zip down and it's like, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. But
they're supposed to be getting a lot more Segways throughout the property.
Yeah. They do like a Segway training for the cast members where they show them how to go up and down stairs and all kinds of advanced Segway stuff. But
that would never happen to me.
There you go. Yeah, the Segway challenge.
Grind on the rails, you know.
There you go.
It's good, you know, on the half pipe, you know. Well, isn't there also a weigh-in for this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forget what
is it. 250?
I think it's 250. It's 100 to 250.
Yeah.
It's over 100.
And you have to be soon.
You have to be 16, I think.
Are you planning on getting fatter, Bob?
Yeah, to be 16.
I'm already, you know, up there, so, you know. Well,
it's because you're very tall, yeah. I wondered about you because, I mean, somebody your height, I mean, yeah, 250 is not that huge.
Yeah.
No, but it's a minimum age of 16, and they did we had a couple of smaller people, Tanya, and she was worried that she wouldn't be able to see over the handlebars, and she's probably 5'1".
Yeah, they're definitely, I mean, I'm a couple inches taller than her, and I didn't notice that was an issue at all.
No, and they can adjust them, too.
Yeah.
Well, Tanya could do it. I think anybody could.
Well, any adult, probably. Most adults.
She's a tiny little thing.
Does anyone remember how much this was?
Was it $135?
No.
No.
Because like we had a discount.
I thought it was about 95.
No, because we had a discount. Remember,
we did have a discount. We had a 20% discount because I used the Disney Visa Rewards card, which anyone can get and use and get that 20% off. But I think it must have been 105, and then with the discount, it went to 85.
Well, see, something. I paid you 95. No, I'm kidding.
Lisa, you made money on us.
Wait a minute. I paid you 150.
Bob, you didn't even go. Nice try.
It's a lot of fun.
That was the weirdest part about it.
It was a lot. And Lisa,
I don't know why I was charged.
they tell you it's one of the more expensive expensive tours in the park. I thought it was totally worth it. It was worth every penny.
I would do it again.
Yeah,
I will say they also told us that in August they're going to have a new offering where it's 3 hours and includes breakfast. I don't know that I would want to give 3 hours to that.
I don't know that
I could physically do 3 hours.
Yeah, but it's with breakfast. That counts for breakfast.
Yeah, they have they feed you breakfast, but it doesn't sound like it's, you know, some big extraordinary breakfast or anything. So.
No, it sounds
maybe
like Danish's.
Maybe they throw like Egg McMuffin pieces into your mouth while you have to
go through a drive-through, the one by the All-Stars.
Right. They take you off-road. It's awesome.
Yeah. Now, that would be fun, actually. No, oh, my gosh.
But, Bob, earlier you mentioned something about doing a Segway through the food and wine. They don't allow it during park hours. They're not allowed.
Oh, I know. I was being facetious.
I know, but just so everyone knows, they aren't going to allow you to have a Segway anywhere on Disney property.
Except, what if I say that I need one for medical reasons? Do you think they'd let me have one?
Tell you to get a scooter.
Therapy goat?
No. Yeah, they already had lawsuits about that already.
What happened to the pig?
Where's your pig?
Oh, I had to get rid of the pig.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, breakfast.
I love bacon.
The bacon is in my freezer. Now we're on to dairy goat and milk.
Okay, continue.
No, I could have sworn that there was a lawsuit about that, and I forget how it was settled, but yeah, I don't think they allow them even for disabled persons. So while they will allow, you know, ECVs and wheelchairs, no Segways, but
They're so much fun.
They are.
Can you imagine actually getting to do that through Disney World? I want to do the Fort Wilderness one.
Yeah, there's a Fort Wilderness one that goes through the trails, and they have bigger tires on them. And that one's supposed to be a lot of fun.
Off-roading on a Segway.
I would probably take somebody else out with that one.
Yeah. Take out
How
a couple
about like,
people.
Like Segway racing? You know, set up two lanes and, you know, wager some money. And
dueling.
You just don't want to rub the tires together, which is tough because you're trying to take group photos and you're trying to get really close.
Yeah, we had that happen.
So you don't want to
you never touch.
Have one spin out one direction and one go another direction.
That's kind of scary because you're like, wow. And then I think Tanya was the happiest at the end. We all got a Disney pin.
Oh, yeah, they give you a Segway pin.
It's kind of cute.
I love those pins.
I think I lost it. I like promptly lost it, so.
And it's got the little Segway guy that moves back and forth.
They told us it was rare, but I think every pin I've been given by any Disney person, they've said, this is rare. You know, it's like, really?
It's a hot commodity.
I'm putting this on eBay right now.
Yeah, well, think about it. You're only going to get one if you do the Segway tour, so that makes it rare.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just like, yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just, you know, it's the same line every time. It's getting old.
Sounds like a good time.
It really was.
It was.
You know.
Oh, and they give you a little bottle of water, too.
I already need to do the Wild Africa trek. Now I need to do the Segway tour. I mean, you know.
I got to get
a paying gig.
Yeah.
You know what?
I love that we keep.
I will do a Segway tour with you in September.
Okay.
If you want.
All right, so your pin is rare enough for $6.99 on eBay, Chris.
Is it really? I'm totally selling that.
You lost it. You can't. You're out $7.
That probably wouldn't even pay for a drink inside Club 33.
That's true.
Especially not after eBay fee.
You need about 100 of those pins.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to see Chris standing outside of the exit from the Segway tour and bumping people off for their pins.
Yeah, exactly. I need to earn money to go to Club 33. I'm only, $60, $70 away. I can't even do the math. It's too high.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a ways to go. All right. Speaking of go, we're going to go. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mouse Chat. And thank you to Pixie Vacations for sponsoring this podcast. You can go to iTunes or mousechat.net to download any of our podcasts, including this one. And we also want to remind you that we have a new number that you can call. This isn't toll-free, is it? That's a shame.
No,
cheapskate. The new number that you can call.
But if you have a cell phone, you can call it for free probably from almost anywhere.
That's right.
But then you use your minutes just to call us. I mean, are we that important?
I don't think you talk to us that much.
I don't know about
Bob,
the rest of
you. Maybe
serious.
Bob, yeah.
Yeah, Bob is important.
Okay, may I put out the number?
Yes, ma'am.
The number is 225-3-MOUSE-1. That's 225-366-8731. What is a 225 area code?
You couldn't get mouse chat?
No.
No, it's too much.
We're lucky to get mouse in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so that's it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. I had to wait for that.
That's really funny.